So we are talking about mountains. We're talking about mountains. So they are what we call spiritual mountains. Say after me, spiritual mountains. Say it again. Say spiritual mountains. Jesus said in the book of Matthew 17, we saw that, right? From verse 14 going down. Jesus, what did Jesus Christ say? He said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be you moved. Why did Jesus Christ use the word mountain? Because spiritually, they are mountains. That your faith must move. Amongst these mountains, we have Mount Pisgah. The most controversial mountain. The whole Bible. At this mountain, you ready for this? At this mountain, it is the most dangerous mountain you're not supposed to be. I told you, it is a mountain when God said to Moses, we read Deuteronomy chapter what? 34 from verse 1. All right? Can you read the scripture?
And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountains of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah, and to the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of the palm trees, and to Zoar. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I saw unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed, and I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither.
Okay. Can you imagine? I told you before. At Pisgah, it is a place where you see things, but they don't become yours. Can you imagine? It was at Pisgah where Moses was actually told that from now, you see there. He says, you see there. How beautiful that is. Do you see that? Do you see that? See? You see? You see? Then God said, but you're not going to get there. It is a place where people see experiences. People have got ideas. They have got ideas. They have got visions, plans, but they don't come to pass. They don't see them. Where they are right now, if they can actually tell you the ideas, powerful, powerful visions, but nothing comes to pass because spiritually you are operating from Pisgah, where you see things and you don't touch them. I rebuke that experience in the name of Jesus. Say with the holy anger, say in the name of Jesus, I walk out from Pisgah. People at this place see things, but they don't touch them. It is a bad place spiritually to be operating from Pisgah. Never be in this place. Can you imagine where you say, oh, you see now, we are doing this now. Ah, now in a few minutes, you will see what is going to happen. You all faith. Ah, it's going to happen. What happens? What happens? In South Africa, we say dololo. Nothing. Because you are operating from a place. From a place of Pisgah. You are shown. Can you imagine with all the hard labor Moses labored in the desert, with all the pain, with all the suffering, and then don't see. You just see, but you don't touch it. Pisgah, it is also a place where people lose destinies. It is the end of destinies. Moses' future ended at Pisgah. Never be found here. When Jesus said, if you have faith, you shall say to this mountain, move, and it shall move. These are the mountains we're talking about. When Zechariah said, what are you, almighty mountain? before Zerubbabel. These are the mountains we're talking about. They are mountains you must move. It's not just, you see, people think Jesus Christ was talking about the physical mountain. He wasn't. See what he's talking about on that scripture. He had just cast out a spirit of seizures. And privately, the disciples were asking him, how couldn't we cast out? He said, hey. He said, if you have faith, you shall command. He said, you shall say unto this mountain. The situation of that child was a mountain. So when we are dealing with here, Pisgah is not a good place. I'm about to take you into another dimension of Pisgah. I'm about to give you new scriptures. So you are told things, but they are never what? Yours. You see things, they're never yours. You imagine things, they're never yours. You can even be shown the wedding ring. To say, baby, we're getting married now. Even lobola money. As you're about to marry a piece of girl. Suddenly. Later, to say, you see, there's a promotion. Or even tell your friends, I'm about to be promoted now. Before it happens, a piece of girl. I rebuke a piece of girl in your life. I rebuke a piece of girl in your life. I rebuke a Pisgah in your life. In the name of Jesus. Say every Pisgah. I rebuke you now. I rebuke you now. Say in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every Pisgah. Pisgah, can you imagine how many things you're seeing them and as you're about to get it and you can't get it? Let me tell you, I'm about to get deeper into Pisgah. Can I go deeper into it? Okay, it is also a place where after the enemy wants to destroy you, he begins to monitor you. You are monitored at Pisgah. Pisgah was a mountain where Barak hired Balaam. When they tried to all other places to locate them, the only better place to go and monitor the people of Israel was Pisgah. They said, the only mountain now we remain with, let's go to Pisgah. And we'll be able to monitor them and they will not see us. You are monitored here. Numbers 23. Okay, let's go. Numbers 23. We're going to start from verse 13.
Then Balak said to him, please come with me to another place from which you may see them.
Eh? You may what?
You may see them.
Barak is telling. Is telling Balaam. Who's Balaam? This was a demonic entity. This man was a witch doctor. He was being hired to curse people. Can you imagine? I say no. He says, come. Let me read it. It says, then Barak said to him, please come with me to another place from which you may see them. You shall see only the outer part of them and you shall not see them all. Curse them there for me. From there. Curse them for me. Curse them. You should curse them. You should pronounce the curse from Pisgah. You monitor them and curse them from there. From where? In verse 14. It says, so he brought him to the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 demonic altars, and offered a bull and a ram on each altar. This is a place where altars, evil altars, are risen against you. They monitor you from here. The demonic spirits, they use mirrors to monitor what you're doing. The biggest problem they had was that the people of Israel were coming from Egypt and they were going to Canaan. And Barak had a problem with it. He said, why should these people enter the promised land? He said, I'll hire a witch doctor to stop them with a case so they cannot enter the promised land. Ladies and gentlemen, all the things they were passing through in the desert. The Bible here just reveals there were people behind who were throwing curses. There was no water in the desert. There was no food in the desert. There were problems in the desert. The Bible says there were people behind throwing curses. I'm talking to somebody here. You wonder why things are happening somehow, somewhere in your life. There are people standing on Pisgah throwing curses to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the place Moses found himself standing. This is the place where they used to curse, where there were seven waters. Moses found himself standing there. And the God said, hey, you will not enter. You will see, you will not enter. There were altars there, seven. The curses which were being pronounced there is that they should not enter. And only one man who stood on that mountain where there were curses is the only man who never entered indeed. The rest entered because they didn't go on that mountain. May God deliver you. Any Pisgah experience you are passing through right now, that you are seeing things but you cannot even touch them. Can you imagine being told to say, a barrack saying, come, we cannot guess them from here. Guesses want to work. He says, let's go to Pisgah. He says, guess them for me from there. But I got good news for you as well. At Pisgah, if you persist in the Lord, if you persist in the Lord, the Lord comes down. It is at Pisgah that God came down and he said to the witch doctor, he said, there is no case against my people that works. So I stand here today on Pisgah and I announce that every case uttered against you will not work in the name of Jesus. Hear what the Bible here says. I want to continue reading for you. Go ahead, just keep on reading. So verse 15, keep on reading.
And he said to Balak, stand here by your burnt offerings, while I meet the Lord over there.
Now, I have a big problem here. Are you seeing what the enemy does? They can actually raise what?
An altar.
And even killed animals, spent money. If I show you scriptures how much Balaam was paid, you'll be shocked. The Bible says there was no house to contain the money which he was paid just to curse the people of Israel. Silver, it says pieces of silver. Just to curse. Now, if it's time to give God, that's what I tell you. The enemy is willing to pay anything just to bring you down. But when we speak about us giving to God, it's a big problem. Yet the enemy is winning. And unfortunately, none of the people of Israel knew that that was happening. That there were people monitoring them, following them, going on mountains, cursing, building waters. Them, they're just moving there. Moses, you don't take care of us. Moses, we're hungry. Moses, we have no food. Do you know what's happening on top of that mountain? You are being monitored and you are being cursed. Every time you're about to enter, you are monitored and stopped. Every time you're about to get a breakthrough, you are monitored and stopped. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus,
I stop.
Any demonic monitoring.
I move out.
From any demonic severance. They will try again. They will not find you.
Amen.
If they want to monitor your steps, they want to monitor what's happening, they want to stop you, they will never find you again. Because they know the places to find you. They know they can find you at Hor, or Gilboa, or Carmel, or Pisgah, or Ararat. This time around, they will not find you none of those mountains. Are you following or you are not following? Are you here or you went home? It's on a good place. Now, in verse 20, let's go to verse 20. On the same Pisgah, let's see what was happening.
Behold, I have received a command to bless.
Mm-hmm.
He has blessed,
mm-hmm.
and I cannot reverse it.
Can you imagine that? At Pisgah, when you still stand firm in the Lord, when he was uttering curses, the people of Israel kept their faith in God. No matter how many curses were being uttered against the people of Israel, they kept their faith in God. There were curses on the mountain against them, but they kept their faith in God. And God said, hey, now reverse your curses. God came down and he said, you are cursing. He says, instead of cursing, begin to bless. So when he stood there again to utter a curse, he began to bless. Yet he's paid to curse. May everyone who has been hired to curse you, to demote you, instead of bringing you down, may they bring you on top. Instead of taking you down, whatsoever was planned, whatsoever was formed to bring you down, it will be used to take you on top. Somebody shout, I receive it. It is very important to notice this. When we are dealing, Karujara Antaka Pradesh, Firakia Antuska Pradesh, I can see so many lives being released. See what the Bible says. Let's go from verse 17. Who? What's happening?
So he came to him, and there he was, standing by his burnt offering.
Mm-hmm.
And the princes of Moab were with him.
Wait a minute. This was a collision where actually even the princes of Moab gang together with Barak. Remember the war that actually they faced with Moab. It was not a physical war. They had men on the mountains uttering curses against the people of Israel. You must understand this. And Barak said to him, what has the Lord spoken? Now, verse 18. What happened?
Then he took up his oracle and said, rise up, Barak, and hear, listen to me, son of Zippor.
Mm-hmm.
God is not a man that he should lie.
Imagine.
Nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and he will not do? Or has he spoken and he will not make it good?
Wait a minute. Have you noticed people like quoting this scripture? God is not a man to lie. Do you know who God was talking to? A witch doctor. When he was hired at Pisgah to curse the people of Israel. When he was cursing and the people of Israel never changed their faith in God. God said, I'm not a man to change my mind. So no matter how many curses are coming your way, never change your faith. Because God now will come and say, I will not change my mind. I have blessed her. Somebody say, I receive it. Never give up. Never. God said, I'm not a human being to change. God came down to meet the people who were cursing at Pisgah and had a meeting with the witch doctor. God came to have a meeting with the witch doctor. Verse 20. Read verse 20. What is it saying?
Behold, I have received a command to bless.
Mm-hmm.
He has blessed,
mm-hmm.
and I cannot reverse it.
Imagine. And go ahead reading.
He has not observed iniquity in Jacob.
Okay, wait. You hear that? Yes. No matter how many cases they were cursing Jacob or the people of Israel, he says they did not do anything wicked. Do you understand? No matter how many cases they were facing in the wilderness, they were not doing it. They did not turn their hearts. So God says, I have now decided. Instead of you to curse, begin to bless him. There are people who are hired to fire you. God will say, instead of firing, hire the person. Then says what?
The Lord is God with him. And the shout of the king is among them.
Mm-hmm.
God brings them out of Egypt. He has strength like a wild ox.
Mm-hmm.
For there is no sorcery against Jacob.
My God.
Nor divination against Israel.
Wait. Let's check good news. I want you to read it again. Just read good news.
There is no magic charm.
Hey!
No witchcraft.
Hey!
That can be used against the nation of Israel. Hey! Now people will say about Israel, look what God has done.
You see? When they were trying to curse them, and no matter the curses, no matter the trouble, no matter the problems, the men stood still in their faith. And the God came down and he said, listen to me, you boys. You boys. Listen, you boys. There is no witchcraft. There is no charm. There is no divination. There is no incantation. There is no enchantment. Against Mejawa. Oh, against who? Say every mountain experience.
Every mountain experience.
Put by the enemy.
Put by the enemy.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break it.
I break it.
I command.
And I command.
Every environment.
Every environment.
Where my things are stuck in the spirit.
Where my things are stuck in the spirit.
To be broken.
To be broken.
I command.
And I command.
Every environment.
Every environment.
Where I'm operating from.
Where I'm operating from.
Where there is no rain.
Where there is no rain.
Where there is no growth.
Where there is no growth.
Where there is no life.
Where there is no life.
To be broken.
To be broken.
I command.
I command.
Every spiritual environment.
Every spiritual environment.
Where there are enemies.
Where the enemy.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
Rising against me.
Rising up against.
Where I'm being challenged.
Where I'm being challenged.
To break.
To break.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
I command.
And I command.
Every spiritual environment, where I can lose my calling, to be broken, in the name of Jesus,
I command.
Every spiritual environment,
every spiritual environment,
where I can see great things, but I cannot touch them,
to be broken.
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 In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You'll be shocked. Never give up. At Mount Carmel, it's not a place we give up. It is a place where actually we still stand firm. Because right there, people who are laughing at you, people who thought you are childish, people who thought you don't know what you're doing, people who thought you are manipulated, people who actually thought that you are brainwashed, they will one day see when the fire, when your miracle will come down. When they will see your breakthrough in front of you, they will say, how did this thing happen? You shall say unto them, the only God whom I know, the God of Major One, has done this great thing.